You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Chad Daybell continuing on, and it has been an interesting couple of weeks thus far. John Pryor doing his best to represent him, although I think his approach may start to feel like nails on a chalkboard to some, and I'm wondering about the jurors as well. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What's been your takeaway thus far now that we're a couple weeks into this thing?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's really coming out really clear is Tammy Daybell's naivety. Just her really not understanding that somebody was trying to kill her, even after a guy came up to her in her car with a gun that she just presumed must be a paint gun, and pointed it at her. It's so interesting, too, you know, the fact that she was sick. And I believe that the reason this happened on this day at this time, in terms of when he decided to suffocate his wife, I believe it happened because she was weak, she was very sick, and she was in bed. And I don't mean the kind of sick that kills you. I mean the kind of sick like a really bad cold where you don't want to move.
Yeah.
And it gave the perfect environment for him to really take advantage of her and snuff out her life. It just made me feel for Tammy Daybell.
Sure.
That was my takeaway.
And that's the thing. There's so much talk about, oh, she was, you know, like perpetually ill. But she was walking ridiculous amounts of steps, healthier than I think a lot of people, quite honestly, taking a lot of supplements and things of that nature. But there isn't a lot of evidence to show that she was, you know, gravely ill and about to die the way that Chad Daybell has described it. But yes, when you're down and you're ill, you have the flu, a cold, whatever it may be, that, I guess, is the time that one could strike. Do you think they're going to try and pin this into Alex Cox being the one that mysteriously goes into his house and kills his wife and Chad's just none the wiser? I mean, I'm not quite understanding where the defense of Chad is going on this with John Pryor.
Well, I think they've been able and will continue to be able to pin the actual murders on Alex Cox because he did those. Mm-hmm. He was the hands-on guy, but not this one.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. This was in her bed, I believe. And I don't think a jury is going to buy that anyone other than Chad Daybell was directly responsible for her death. The big hurdle, though, I will say that they have is the fact that initially it was ruled accidental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't ruled a homicide in terms of the manner of death. And anytime you have something like that, where initially an enemy says something and then they go back, see the body and then relook at everything and then they say, oh, it's homicide. I think that, you know, the jury has to look at that and consider that.
Another interesting thing on this and the Tammy Daybell, that seems much easier to connect Chad to. Obviously, the kids, JJ and Tylee, on his property in the backyard. But we haven't seen a lot yet that directly ties Chad to those murders. We've seen, you know, a lot of talk about, you know, zombies and bizarre thinking, you know, let me send you an emoji and you have powers back, all sorts of craziness. But are we going to see better ties to him actually carrying out the murders?
Well, I think one of the pieces of evidence that I really like is the burying of the raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's going on back there. And
true,
it's not a raccoon, of course, it's Tylee.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a nice, strong piece of evidence. I think the other thing is just a jury looks usually at things through their eyes. And they're going to say, okay, what person has a property and doesn't realize you know, bodies are being burned and dismembered and are in my backyard and in my pet cemetery. You know, I think people really look at that and they're allowed to consider the evidence through their eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what they're called to do. So I think that's going to be an interesting piece, is just no way could this happen without his knowledge based on the text messages. And then I also like the fact, but I see what you're saying, the exact, you know, him being involved. They're going to have to tie together all the circumstances, but just the way he capitulates at the end,
yeah,
you know, to his daughter. Here you go. I'm going to jail mm-hmm. for the rest of prison for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Tidy up.
That was very, you know, telling right there, where I'm not coming back. You better pay the mortgage. Very much consciousness of guilt.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.